our environment right now.
All right, so we're doing something a little different. We're recording a podcast, and we got a guest here. You want to introduce yourself?
Hi, everybody. My name is Ryan McNeil.
Mac Daddy.
Mac Daddy Flex. Not the flex part, just the Mac Daddy. Yeah, so Josh's friend, you might have heard him mention me in the Facing Your Fears podcast, which is one of those first few. So yeah, how long have we known each other now?
I don't know, 3-4 years probably.
Yeah. So yeah, like Josh said during that Facing His Fears podcast, Josh introduced himself to me. I probably would have never introduced myself to him. Well, maybe not never, but
because I'm a super weird dude.
No, because I was chasing skirts in math class.
Yeah,
that's how yeah. Josh decided to meet me. I don't think he told the full story, but Josh did approach me in the math building at the University of Montana. It was my second year in school. Same for you, technically, because you took a year off,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I took that year off.
So. Okay. So, for those of you who don't know, well, you don't know me, probably, so or maybe you do. Josh is a year older than me, but we were in the same math class this year, and we're waiting outside the room. I remember, I can't remember the room number, but it was that first
top
room
building on the right.
Yeah, yeah, on the right. Yeah, yeah, right up that flight. God, that was such a shitty building.
Awkward staircase. Everyone would walk in and out of it.
Yeah. Same way. Yeah, and it was just... Yeah. The bathroom was terrible as well. But anyway, so we're waiting outside of Dick Lane's math, 151 pre-calculus?
It was 151, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, before we get into this, talk about Mr. Lane's attire. Right.
It's... Yeah, Professor. So, for those of you, this is how I would describe Professor Lane and his attire. So it's probably the same stuff he had when he was in college. I would imagine it looked pretty dated, which is fine. Like, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. The dude looked comfortable, at least, but. He would wear these, if I remember correctly, just like very long, loose fitting kind of, not quite like Hawaiian t-shirts, but like really nerdy.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't want to say nerdy, like in a really mean way, but like you think that stereotypical like 90s, 80s, like polo pattern.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's kind of what it was.
And his socks.
And his socks, yes. Tell them about the socks and then the
sandals.
Straps of leather around those socks.
Yeah, so he had some pretty sweet Jesus sandals going on. And just like full length socks, you know. It was
yeah.
I don't know. It's just an interesting outfit.
Yeah. No, he was in. He had this like
good guy though.
Amazing Abraham Lincoln beard.
Yeah.
That was kind of a lighter gray, I guess you could say.
I also think he thought we were stupid.
Yeah.
But
probably.
Yeah.
But then we're like, oh, who the fuck is this crazy motherfucker? He's like standing up here in his sandals. It's like December.
Yeah.
I think he did he wear sandals in like the snow. Yeah,
yeah,
like,
it didn't matter at all.
Yeah.
I've seen him downtown wearing the same stuff.
Wow, he goes downtown. Yeah.
Well, downtown like by the Orange Street and Pizza.
Okay.
He's just walking.
Yeah.
Doing his own thing. Anyway, let's get back to the
Yeah, so story. He was a goofy dude. Yeah, and he gave us unreal amounts of homework. But anyway... Especially for me, because I was doing it for two people.
In case you guys didn't know, Ryan was being a good citizen to an attractive female in the class.
Yeah, I was
helping
getting,
out.
Played like a fiddle. But anyway, okay, so we're waiting. That's where we're at, right? We're waiting,
yeah,
outside the room,
the class.
Waiting for the previous class to get out so we can move in. And Josh approaches me, and you guys heard the spiel in the other podcast, I'm sure, but tells me how he's trying to meet 25 people, right? That week.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was a pretty cool thing. I was just like, wow, that's like a very unique thing. Like, most people wouldn't do that. So I definitely thought that Josh was a very interesting person. I didn't think it was like frightening or weird at all, which I wonder if anybody
I'm sure
had
some
that,
people did, yeah.
That reaction yeah, I'm sure to they it. Did. But yeah, no, like, he made me feel like, you know, he was just a guy like kind of challenging himself to step outside his comfort zone, which I don't know, I admire quite a bit. But yeah, we got to talking a little bit. Come to find out, he's also a health and human performance exercise science major. And I'm like, oh my god, this is cool. And I remember the only thing you said that, like, I was kind of like, that was kind of an interesting thing to say. And it's like, now it doesn't seem weird at all. But you're like, yeah, if you ever want to talk about, like, whatever, like the human body. I was just like, which, like, yeah. If you're an anatomy nerd like I am, like, that's really exciting. But it was just like,
at the time, yeah.
At the time, I mean, like, Josh was not somebody that I mean, still to this day, I've never met anybody like Josh. But I didn't have very many friends that were that interested in health and the human body and many things that stem from that. And my kitten is currently attacking Josh. I'm sorry about that.
It's all right. It's a ferocious one.
Yeah, he's a whopping 3.8 pounds, we found out today.
Wow.
But anyway, all right, continuing with this story with Josh. So Josh selected me probably
How does
slightly.
That feel to be selected?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like that was definitely, like, targeted because it was obvious from the back rows of the classroom that... I was in dire need of help. So this girl, we'll just call her, she called me coffee boy, so we'll call her soccer bitch.
Oh gosh.
I don't want to get too negative. All right, we'll call her soccer girl. We'll call her soccer girl. She was a freshman, I believe, that year. So it's just a year younger. And I thought she was super cute. I mean, she is a pretty girl. And just so happened that she sat near me, and I, like, very bashfully and slowly, like, I don't know, like, I started to, like, grow this crush on her and stuff. And then I got to the point where it was like, oh, we're working on homework together, but not together, like, through texting and, like, Facebook. And God, it's just like, looking back on it now, it's just like facepalm, right? So dumb.
Well, and so when I don't know if you remember this, when I, because I was just picking random people for the most part, or people that I'd always, like, thought might be interesting to talk to. And I remember I picked you because I could tell you were trying to hit on this girl, and I could tell, like, it was going kind of good, but kind of bad at the same time. Yeah. And so it was just like... And then there's one day that, like, she wasn't there or something. There's, like, a spot open next to you.
Yep.
And with that class, I do remember there weren't many spots open. So whenever I moved spots, I fucked up someone else's spot,
mm-hmm.
which kind of sucked because people were mad at me, I think. But
yeah.
I think there was someone gone that day.
Yeah. No, I remember I could have sworn. Was it I can't remember if it was the same day that you introduced yourself to me. But I remember, like, going into, because the way that the room was set up was there was two tables, attached end by end on either side of the room. So if you were standing in the
alley,
room,
right?
there's a middle alley, and then there's two rows of these double tables end to end. So there's four chairs total. So I sat all the way on the inside. There was a chair to my right that nobody sat in, and then soccer girl sat at that furthest left table because I was on the left side of the room. So there's just a chair between us, and that chair stayed between us. Up until Josh sat in my seat.
Oh, that's
inside,
what it was.
Which forced me to bump over to that.
No, that totally was.
Yeah, that's how it worked. Yeah.
I think that's why I did it.
Yeah, you were trying to get me to, like,
yeah.
You were getting me.
It's funny. I forgot about that.
I was in the dugout, but you got me into the batter's box.
Yeah. Tried to nudge you in there.
Yeah.
A little bit.
So, which is funny because I kind of got the hint at that point. But
that's so funny.
Yeah, man. We later, like, And because the homework thing happened for a while, and I was starting to, like, not feel it, like, got invited to that. Because you've had many friends and have many friends that
one of the part soccer of, parties,
Grizzly soccer. So, like, she invited me to this party, and I think you happened to be there, too. I think I knew you were going to it and met up with you there, and, like, I was all excited, like, ooh, like, she invited me to the party, and, like, I see her all over this big football dude, you know, and stuff.
So I remember, like, seeing you there and then asking you about it.
Yeah. And it's just, like, I don't know. And also, it's just, like, at this stage in my life, like, I'd just say, like, romantically, very inexperienced and, like, very easily, like, got excited about things and stuff. And I hadn't dated anybody seriously, and that was kind of, like, what I was looking for. So it was very easy for me to be very optimistic about these things and, oh, like, wow, it's gonna be great, gonna go down this awesome road. And then, you know, it's just like,
maybe not a good
wasn't
choice,
the best situation. But so there was a party that didn't work out, and eventually I actually, like, grow a pair kind of and ask her if she'd, like, maybe like to hang out, like, not in a math type of way, because we'd met up in, like, the university center, like, a couple times before. Yeah. But it was, like, very brief, not very personal. But, this is turning into a story of
this is good.
The
whole soccer
girl. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. We're just going off the rails.
Yeah.
I asked her to go hiking with me. And I believe it must have been on a Saturday morning. So she was a freshman. I knew she lived on campus in Craig Hall, which I'm the king of, by the way. And I think it was a Friday afternoon. I asked her, and she was like, oh, yeah, sure, whatever, blah, blah. And then they had a soccer game that afternoon. She's like, oh, blah, 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 like, got a soccer game, like, can't text you, like, in the locker room, whatever, blah, 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 something like that. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, like, when should I pick you up, like, or what time, blah, blah, blah. And, like, that was it. Didn't hear from her, and, like, I think I sent, like, one, maybe two more, like, hello, like, what's are we still on for tomorrow, kind of, like, I'm giving you every chance to, like, be nice to me now, and she didn't do it. She didn't text me at all, and
some
I remember
people's kids, man.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember Monday morning, I had gone to the library, and I think I was finishing some homework or whatever, and it came time for math class, and I'm walking down the library steps, and, like, who the hell do you think I run into going to math class is a soccer girl. So, of course, we both know we're heading to the same place, and she's just, like, not breaking a smile at all. How was your weekend? Oh, my God. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm just, like, stone-faced, just pissed off. Not giving her anything, just super short answers and stuff. And I think she finally asked me, like, oh, like, what's wrong, whatever. And, like, I was just like, oh, why did you check your text messages or something like that. And, like, I don't know, like, said something short and just, like, ignored her the whole class period. And, like, it was super awkward. And then she, like, texts me later, gives me some BS, like, oh, something happened in my family, whatever. Which it very well could have, but, like,
you can still respond.
I don't think you would have. Yeah, you can respond, even if it would have been late. Just been like, hey, like, you don't need to, like, tell me anything super detailed about it. Just like, I am so sorry. Like, or just, like, own up to it and be like, you know what? I don't feel like that about you, or I don't want to do that with you. And, I mean, that would have sucked, but I would have gotten over it. I didn't feel, like, I wouldn't have felt so played and used and, oh, man.
I just spilled my beer, if anyone's
barely.
Yeah.
Zamboni. Please don't Zamboni. I need to wash this floor. But, so.
Well, and we didn't really even hang out after this, though.
Mm-mm.
Because I was like,
not really.
I mean, we knew each other. I'd see you in the rec center. But, like, we never actually really hung out until we were RAs.
Yeah.
Because I remember, next, like, year, we met at one. I was like, that guy's in my math class. That's Ryan. I met him, and Zach was,
because I was walking right next to Zach.
And Zach was in your group during an RA interview thing or something, you said.
Mm-hmm.
I think. I don't know.
Yep. No, I remember seeing you, because, like, Zach and I, for those of you who don't know, Zach is a mutual friend of ours. We were on the same staff, and we were starting to click. Like, we were, like, the bromance of Jesse yeah. Hall or whatever, which is the building we worked in. And, yeah, like, we, like, walk into training, and, yeah, there's Josh right there. And I'm like, oh, shit, like, I remember him from math yeah. class. Like, that's the cool dude, introduced himself, all that stuff. Like,
and we and Zach are roommates at
yeah,
this time.
Yeah, and then, yeah. Him and Zach are roommates, and it's just like, yeah.
We're roommates the year before, I
oh,
guess.
Oh, yeah, yeah, was it before?
The year before, we were roommates.
The year before?
The year I met you.
I'm trying to think when we all were it like, was oh, mostly, hey, we're all three friends now, but
it was,
was that RA training, or was that before?
Well, so I remember we all talked at RA training, but it wasn't like we didn't hang out.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
like when we were RAs.
We just never hung out.
Yeah.
This is our first time hanging out.
Yeah. Right, we're trying to learn more about each other.
But, yeah, no, that worked out. No, we were all good buddies. And then we all had, like, other friends, too. But, yeah, that was really cool. I'm very, like, that's another reason why I'm very grateful for residence life was...
good connection.
Bringing Josh back into my life. Because, well, like, you know, I should have known he was it. A keeper the way he was trying, like... Being a wingman for this poor, sad sack that he doesn't even know. Just
yeah.
a little loser from Helena, Montana.
I was cheering from the back row for a long time.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I'm going to move in.
Oh, my God. Take matters into his own hands.
Man, that's funny. That brings back some nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing that back. So let's stay on a similar topic. Let's just talk about school. Because yeah. we met in school. You know, we've both been through it. We're both graduated. I'm probably not going to grad school ever mm-hmm. unless I find something I'm super intrigued in.
Yeah.
You're going to do PT school.
For sure.
Let's talk about undergrad a bit. And, mm-hmm. I don't know exactly where to start with that. I know my views on it are, I don't think college is worth the money if you're just trying to learn. But mm-hmm. I think with the relationships, the experience, and if you can actually like push yourself to learn and use it, then it's worth it.
Yeah.
In-state tuition helped me. Mm-hmm. But like if I was ever going to like start a business and I want to do it at a business school, if you did 4 years of business, you'd learn way more than mm-hmm. doing 4 years of business school.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just, I guess, go from there. And
yeah, yeah. No, I definitely agree. I think that the just like raw educational value of my bachelor's degree definitely does not match the price tag that you know I paid. But yeah, like I mean, it's tough because like you're paying for that, you're paying for those letters at the end of your name, you're paying for that because
when you kind of need it to
yeah
do
you need it
anything.
Exactly yeah. And like even now, like for you know what my career goals are, mainly being like healthcare focused and whatnot, like even with my undergrad being done, like there's still like the vast majority of things that I'd even be interested in, like I can't even do. I either yeah. need some sort of certification or graduate degree. So it's like, you know, I'm like, just to like kind of look at where I'm at right now, it's like I am seeking a doctorate degree. I'm already like, I already have a college degree, and multiple jobs I'm working right now, I'm scrubbing toilets.
Yeah.
I'm scrubbing toilets. I'm
with a bachelor's degree.
With a bachelor's degree, graduated with yeah. high honors. I was like, you know, I'm not...
It's amazing.
Just typical it's, student, so yeah.
It's amazing what a bachelor's degree doesn't really get you if you, yeah. like, as I still work at IdeaMensch, the website, and one of the guys that interviewed on there... one of the questions we ask is like, if you had a business idea that you're not going to use, would you share with the community? And people just give business ideas. And the one the guy said, he's like, I'd either start a religion or a college. Both of those make a lot of money.
That's true. Unless you're the University of Montana. They're really yeah, good at losing it.
Yeah. And there's some management issues there.
Yeah, but, yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a lot more to that story.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think our professors, like, we were pretty lucky in exercise science. We had good professors.
Mm-hmm.
There were still some that I always got weirded out by the concept that to be a professor, you usually have to go to school to be, like, you have to get a doctorate in something. You can just become a professor, like an education, like that's a major, right? Mm-hmm. And if you get a doctorate in education, that's when you can be a collegiate professor. Or mm-hmm. I don't know exactly how that works, if you have any insight on that.
Yeah.
But I have an issue with like a lot of the professors that seem to teach those courses never actually did what they're teaching. They just studied it.
Yeah.
You know, and they're just teaching us what they studied. And they studied that shit 1970s, 1980s.
Yeah.
And I mean, I loved almost all the professors. There was a few that I couldn't stand, and the stuff they were teaching seemed to be pretty outdated, mm-hmm. Especially in other realms. Like, I think exercise science, they're pretty good at changing their views when science changes. But, like, there's, you know, business professors that never actually started a business, you know, and that's, I don't know your thoughts on that, but.
Yeah, no, it's like, it's, to me, it seems that, like, professors, and I mean this, you could just call it an educational program because it's probably not fully these individuals, you know, faults or anything, you know, it's just the system that they're working inside of. But totally losing my train of thought here, but they're essentially just repeating what they read in textbooks, and
which is what our educational system has taught us to do anyway
though, yeah, right? Exactly. So it's just like, if you don't have, because like when I think back on like some of the best professors I've had, it's the ones that had the ability to like step away from the PowerPoint, step away from like the study guide or whatever, and be able to talk about like real applicable things and connect it to, it's like that just like really cements the information in your
head.
That's
why I like Palmer so much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's like very real person. Yeah. Very real way of teaching. And yeah, no, I definitely agree. That's a problem that we have, is people that, they know how to read textbooks. They get really good at it. They read all the textbooks and then they tell you about what the textbook said, even though there's a new textbook every year for the same class.
And this is the University of Montana version. So you have to buy it from their bookstore and spend $400 exactly. on it.
Guess what? And there's not even a hard cover. It's all loose leaf paper that you need to put in a binder. And it's still $100. Yeah. Still super expensive. But yeah, no, I do think that we were very fortunate with most of the professors that we had in our department.
Most of them seemed to use what they had taught or what they had learned. And when they taught it, they actually cared if you learned it, which is cool. And like right now, I'm not really using my degree. I sell insulation door to door. I work on websites, and then I work with Dylan. And that's the closest I've come to using my degree, is managing his insulin for his diabetes.
Yeah.
And I mean, at some point I'll use it. I've been using it with myself, which is nice.
Yeah.
But I know my grandpa, like, is on my birthday this year. I just turned 25, so I'm getting old. And in like the last time I saw him, he asked me, he's like, "So when are you going to use your degree?" And he's like, 90 years old, or almost 90, you know? And I'm like, I don't know, probably not. But that's, I mean,
you probably won't see it, Grandpa. I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to go to PT school. Yeah. I'm not going to, I don't know. And so it's, like, and if I look at it that way, it's probably a wasted degree. But the people I met, the things I was able to do, and, like, the knowledge I have just for myself has been worth it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how that applies to
what we're
talking about.
But. I like that. No, I think, maybe the degree itself was, you know, not the most useful in the long run, but the journey and the pursuit of that degree brought you so much more as far as experience, relationships, and things like that. So, you know, like, if an exercise science degree is the worst thing that happened to you during your college career, you're doing pretty good. So,
well, and that's where I think, like, almost anything we do as people, if you approach it the right way and try to have those experiences and relationships and stuff, then you can make it worth it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so college is just such a good place to do it, because, you know, there's 14,000 people there, and there's, you know, 1,000 professors or whatever there is, and you can talk to them. You can. That's how I somehow got to managing Mario's freaking website, is I talked to him about websites for a bit, didn't even know he was from Missoula, and then 2 years later I'm running his website.
Yeah.
So I don't know, it's wild.
That's, and I think, I don't know, I think that's, it's really funny how, like, you know, you come from this very introverted self.
I was so introverted.
That, you know, it's crazy. So funny because, you know, the Josh that I met and the only Josh that I've ever known is Josh in his most extroverted moment pushing himself to introduce himself to this.
Dude, my heartbeat is like 200 beats per minute when I went up to you. Yeah, shaking and stuff.
Ask me out what the hell's going on here.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's pretty wild. But it's crazy that, you know, the self-proclaimed introvert, you know, you've opened up so many new experiences and opportunities for yourself by, you know, coming full circle here, facing your fears, pushing yourself. And I would consider myself to be, in general, a pretty extroverted person, but I don't push myself past that little barrier.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, it could be interesting to see, you know, what that would do for me. It could do, like, whether it's running someone's website, selling, you know, whatever, like, yeah, the opportunities that might open up to you if you open yourself up. It could be pretty interesting.
I'd like to see a more extroverted Ryan, because that'd be amazing. Intense. It would be too much for the world.
Oh, man. I can be introverted. I don't know. I feel like it's mainly just my cruising, my operating speed is just.
But that's why you're like, so fun to be around. That's good. That's why people like hanging with you.
That's good.
Sometimes I'll just go sit in a corner.
I mean, not to rag on my friends, but I've got some pretty introverted buddies, and I'd say most of my closer friends are pretty introverted, I would say, when I think of, like,
Seth, wild child.
Cody, yeah, but, like, yes and no, though. It's so funny because, like, I'm, like, the wild personality, but I'm also the one that doesn't like to drink that much. Like, I'm nursing this Guinness right now, and that's actually pretty good, by the way. It is funny. Introverts and extroverts. Yeah, I don't know if I need to be more extroverted. I think I just need to be... I mean, I guess you can call it being more extroverted if you push yourself a little bit more. So, I don't know. I think that would be good for me. As far as professional goals and things like that go, I think that could be very useful. Put yourself out there more.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean, the biggest thing I think I've learned with school, with working for Mario, with selling insulation, is, like, I get scared to ask for things, but whether you're asking directly or just, like, asking yourself stuff, like you're saying, push yourself a little bit with being more extroverted, like, the worst case is it doesn't do anything. You just go back to what you were doing, right?
Yeah, it's true. Facing your fears, and, like, it is funny because that's the other thing, is I'm an anxious person, which I'm trying not to say as much because it, like,
almost... makes you more anxious.
And when you, like, claim you're an anxious person instead of a person who gets anxious or a person who has anxiety, like, it's...
Yeah, so, and that's an interesting way to phrase it, because that's...
Yeah. So, yeah, I would say... Really nice. Yeah, I would say I am a person who gets anxious, but just a lot of the time. But I don't think I get so severe. I think it's just more of a...
It's not debilitating, but it's...
Yeah. It's, like, not enough to, like... Because, like, I would consider myself relatively successful in relationships and school and business. It's, like, everything's gone pretty well as far as that goes. So it hasn't really held me back in that way. But it's definitely just, like, this constant, like... That's just, like... That's my normal, is that just... A little bit higher frequency that kind of pushes me to uncomfortable zones a little bit more. But, man, I'm just totally lost right now, getting off track. But we're supposed to be talking about school right now.
I think we covered pretty good, though. I mean, I don't know.
That's good.
Talked about how we met, talked a little bit about school. We can do some other topics another time.
That's true.
Or we can just pause this one and go on and start it over and do another one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that was good.
That's probably a pretty good length. What was that, like, half an hour?
On the bottom.